This is an extemporaneous Christian Science prayer treatment on the topic of intelligence. Mary Baker Eddy states that she prayed every waking hour to make sure that she was only thinking good and perfect thoughts about everything and everyone. This is the inspiration for this prayer treatment. The primary topic is intelligence. Now, obviously, it has to be linked to God because God is all there is, and it has to be linked to man because man is God's image and likeness. Intelligence is one of the attributes of mind. And mind, of course, is one of the seven synonymous terms for God. So that we build a foundation for this treatment, following will be a recitation of the definitions of God, good, intelligence, knowledge, man, and mind. God, incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. All substance, intelligence. Good. God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Intelligence, substance, self-existent and eternal mind, that which is never unconscious nor limited. Knowledge. Evidence obtained from the five corporeal senses, mortality, beliefs and opinions, human theories, doctrines, hypotheses, that which is not divine and is the origin of sin, sickness and death, the opposite of spiritual truth and understanding. Man. The compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Mind, the only I or us, the only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love, the one God. Not that which is in man, but the divine principle or God, of whom man is the full and perfect expression. Deity, which outlines but is not outlined. Looking at these definitions, it's clear that everything that exists is God. Or an image of God, which of course is God being expressed. And the only thing that's mentioned in here that is not God-like is the definition of knowledge. And this is a definition based on human present view of what knowledge is. It is a very finite one, because it's coming from a finite level of thinking, not the infinite. The infinite would say something like, infinite progression is concrete being. The definition of God, the second one recited, says that God is the great I am, all-knowing. Since God knows all, there can't be any absence of intelligence because God is ever operative. God is ever operative because God is divine principle, which is self-operating and uninterrupted, absolutely continuous, it is always balanced and always harmonious. So there can't be any flaw in real intelligence, in real knowing, in the one and only real God. And that means there cannot be any in God's image and likeness, which is man. Genesis 1 verse 26 says, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." And then it follows by saying, "And God made man in his image and likeness." So we have to let the door be open in our consciousness to truth and closed to anything that is unlike God. The very first quote in Science and Health states, and these are words of Jesus, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Truth. And we're going to be free of anything that's not true. Any false representation of us as an image and likeness of God is not true. Therefore, it has no power, no presence, no science, no action, because it's all fake news. It is fantasy land. As Kurt Russell said when he was asked, "What is the difference between you in your real life and the characters you play in movies?" And he simply said, "Movies are fantasy land. My real life, that's me. That's my character." Our character is following what Shakespeare says. And this is the second quote at the beginning of Science and Health, wherein he says, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And the third quote is by Mary Baker Eddy. And it says, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." So what is the prayer that Mary Baker Eddy was talking about when she says God heard her prayer? I believe that she's saying that God has already established all existence, because truth always is, and there's no beginning or end to truth. So therefore, the laws of the universe, which are the laws of God, always have been, and that is the prayer of God. It is what God is. It is the foundation of all existence. So if we align ourselves with the prayer of God, which is God being defined, as has been recited in this prayer treatment, all of those different terms help us understand what God is. So they define God. And of course, there's nothing about God that can be defined as being anything other than of the substance of spirit, flawless, transparent, and reflective. Because that's what man is, and that is what God is, who is the source of man. Can anyone be deficient in understanding, or in intelligence, or in wisdom, or knowing, in anything that is a quality of God? Can there be anything lacking in anyone if we're looking at them as a child of God and as God being omnipresent? So there's no place where we could look that is not perfect. How could we possibly think of someone being imperfect when God is omnipresent? There's no statement in the Bible that is legitimate, that defines God as anything but perfect. What applies in what has already been stated in this extemporaneous prayer treatment to a situation where we know someone is not expressing the intelligence of God? In other words, we're judging. That means we need to forgive. We can only have a need to forgive if we've been judging. And if we are judging, we're not following the laws of God. We're not following the path that Jesus treaded down when he traveled all around. Or how about Mary Baker Eddy? Does Jesus or Mary Baker Eddy, either one, instruct us to criticize? One of Mary Baker Eddy's first lecturers, a man by the name of Fluno, traveled around the United States giving lectures on the topic of criticism. He said that criticism leads to all evil. Not just one little bit of evil, but everything about evil. We must remember that Mary Baker Eddy, even though she had such a sharp focus on God and defined God utilizing the words of the Bible itself, she had to remind herself every hour to keep her thought on only perfection when she's thinking about anyone or anything. She had to remind herself, and she did it. I didn't see any indication on how many years she did it when she started praying in that fashion. It certainly was effective, or she could not have been an instantaneous healer. She could not have brought forth healings with no time lapse. In other words, instantaneous. And she obviously knew that. She wrote a letter to that effect about the secret of healing. And it's basically what was just stated in this prayer treatment. And it's what the topic of criticism is all about. Where Dr. Fluno states in no uncertain terms that we cannot even consider the topic of criticism unless it's to absolutely flat out refute that it has no power, because God is all power. It has no presence. It has none of what those seven terms for God represent. Because of the truth that is in the definitions that have been recited in this extemporaneous prayer treatment, there is not a single individual that can be absent any single quality of God. It just can't be. It's impossible. Do we have to be concerned about any guardian or parent? If we're referring to a child, is there any parent or guardian that has any power whatsoever? The definition of God includes God being omnipotent. There's no power left over for a so-called human. So-called human power is non-existent. Human intelligence, non-existent. Human God, non-existent. Human good, non-existent. Human love, non-existent. What does 1 John chapter 3 and verses 1 to 3 say? Mary Baker Eddy delivered to her most advanced students, who are the ones that were invited to attend and the only ones permitted to attend Mary Baker Eddy's final class in the Metaphysical College. She states this. It's in the final paragraph, and it's entitled 7C of 7 Love. 7 meaning the 7th synonymous term following the order of the days of creation that are stated in Genesis chapter 1. She states, "Declare for light. Keep your eye single to good. Man, the spiritual idea, dwells in light." Mrs. Eddy tells us that the spiritual idea, Christ, dwells forever in the bosom of the Father, God, from which it illumines heaven and earth. That's from Science and Health 334. So, your being is filled with light. Claim this. Declare this light until all error, darkness disappears. So how long should our prayer be if we appear to be conscious of a problem? It says, declare this light until all error, darkness, disappears. That's how long we should do it. We don't stop until we have our consciousness enlightened. And every time we drift back to thinking about a problem, something unlike God in any way, shape, or form, we should stop what we're doing and immediately turn to our perfect model, which Mary Baker Eddy recommends that we should always have in thought, a perfect model. Frederick L. Rawson, one of the great expert healers of all time, along with Mary Baker Eddy and a few other selected, really top-of-the-line, fine Christian Scientists, said, our purpose on earth is to make other people happy. Think of that as a motive. We should never let that thought disappear from our consciousness, from our active conscious thought. Mary Baker Eddy said that Jesus was able to be so divine because he was so perfect in the way he treated humanity. She also, of course, called him the way shower. Are we going to let him show us the way by us becoming very familiar with how he conducted his life. He, and also Mary Baker Eddy, and many other top Christian Scientists, were attacked all the time. Only half a dozen people showed up for the crucifixion of Jesus to support him. Everyone else was afraid. How many showed up for Mary Baker Eddy the day she passed out of active physical life where she was visible? Jesus was asked by a Pharisee, what is the most important commandment of all? His reply, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. Very easy to say. Are we making a genuine habit of letting that be our guide in all of our thinking? If we're not, we need to be upgrading to a different door, a different resource, which is God, and utilize the qualities of God to replace anything that is less. 2 times 2 equals 4. It doesn't equal 4.000001. And it doesn't equal 3.9999999. It equals 4. Not any more, not any less. Accuracy is a mandatory quality of God. The perfection of God is all that is real. There is not any deviation, nor can there be, for the only reality is perfect God expressed in His manifestation as perfect man. And since God is the only power, the only presence, the only science, and the only action, then everything is possible to God. And that includes our being able to be conscious at all times and what appears to be all circumstances about this true fact, about our source, which means it's a true fact about each and every one of us. Amen.